I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Indonesian government's warning of the possibility of more terrorist attacks like the ones that took place in Bali over the weekend. Because of fanatical Islamic groups involved, there were also questions of whether or not violence would target Christians throughout the region. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
It's hard to say that these bombings are going to have a direct effect on the church other than just creating a spirit of fear of, look what we can do to our enemies. And Christians would definitely fall under the enemies list of a radical Islamic group in that country.
Nettleton urges prayer for believers there as persecution seems to be on the rise. Next, while it's been more than 9 months since the tsunami hit Indonesia, the after effects are still being felt. Rebuilding will take decades, says Food for the Hungry's Roseanne Marchese. She just returned from the region and says they're offering trauma counseling and English as a second language training for teachers, which presents an opening to talk about Christ.
Most of the teachers that came up were Muslim. It's understood that we're a Christian organization, but our main thing is, you know, physically meet people's physical needs primarily, and then you're able to minister to their spiritual needs through that.
Prayer and funding are both needed. And Bible Mission International reports good news with their work in Central Asia. Their team's goal was to plant 300 new churches in 5 years. Well, not only did they meet that goal, they planted an additional 125. That means there are about 1,000 Baptist churches, plus another 1,000 Bible-believing churches from other denominations. Their new goal is 1,000 churches in 3 years. Pray for the team as they move to share the hope of Christ effectively. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Discovery House Music's Celtic Cry, a free gift from Mission Aviation Fellowship, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Charles Billingsley, Scott Kerpain, Matthew Ward, and Shannon Wexelberg sing about the heart of a martyr and will remind you to pray for the suffering church. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.